This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says election dates for federal and provincial election will be announced soon. House of Representatives continues clause-wise deliberation on Nepal Citizenship Bill 2022 First Amendment. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils monetary policy for current fiscal year. And Ukraine and Russia sign mirror deals that will allow Kyiv to resume exports of grain through the Black Sea. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that the date for the upcoming election to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly election would be announced soon. Inaugurating the Nepal Press Union's 9th National General Convention in Hetauda yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said the government was preparing for the announcement of the election for the same. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba urged the media to use their pens for the conduction of the election in a free and fair environment. Prime Minister Deoba also pledged his party's commitment to democracy and freedom of expression. The House of Representatives has passed Nepal Citizenship Act 2063 Bikram Sambat First Amendment Bill 2022. In the meeting yesterday, the bill was presented for decision after Home Minister Balkrishna Khant responded to the questions raised by the parliamentarians. The proposal presented by Minister Khant was passed by a majority. Earlier, the amendment proposals registered by the Member of Parliament of the main opposition CPNDML to set a 7-year time limit for obtaining citizenship by marriages and to establish provisions if foreign men marrying Nepalis want to obtain citizenship were rejected by a majority. The House of Representatives will meet again on July 24th. Nepal Rashtra Bank has unveiled a new monetary policy. The new policy unveiled has prioritized loan investment in the productive sector. The new monetary policy sets the inflation rate at 7% for the current fiscal year. The monetary policy targets to expand private sector credit by 12.6% and broad money supply by 12%. As per the policy, there will be a difference in interest rates for the production sector and business sector. Speaking on the occasion, Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari said the banks and financial institutions should go on the merger before mid-January in 2023 to receive the facilities. The 44th Puspalal Memorial Day is being marked today, remembering the contributions of the veteran communist leader to Nepal's left democratic movements. Born in 1924, Puspalal was the founding general secretary of the Communist Party of Nepal, CPN. Puspalal, who died on July 22, 1978, is considered as one of the pioneers of the Nepali communist movement. He is also credited for translating the Communist Manifesto into the Nepali language. Puspalal is known for uniting the communist and democratic forces for fighting against the autocratic Panchayati regime. Puspalal believed in politics of cooperation and plurality at a time when communist movements around the world were criticized for opposing democracy and pluralism. The government has formed a 3-member task force with the aim to rescuing the Nepali migrant workers who are undergoing treatment for serious illness or injuries in foreign countries. According to the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, the committee formed with the ministerial level decision is laid by the Chief of the Employment Management Division of the Ministry. The Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to release payments under the health insurance in a feasible way. The direction acted on reports that ensured citizens are waiting long for payments under the scheme. Similarly, the committee has asked the Ministry of Health and Population to take measures to control increasing COVID-19 cases. In response, Minister for Health and Population Bhawani Prasad Khapung said the government was ready to correct any shortcomings in the release of payments under the insurance scheme. He also pledged to make the human health insurance more manageable. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Nabin Srivastav has called on Tourism Minister Jeevan Ram Shrestha at Singha Darbar. The Minister's Secretariat said the duo discussed the various aspects of Nepal-India relations. On the occasion, Minister Shrestha urged the Indian Ambassador to provide an air entry point so as to bring the Gautam Buddha International Airport to full capacity. In response, Indian envoy Srivastav said the decision regarding the air entry point would be taken soon. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has visited Uttar Gaya at Betrawati and offered worship. President Bhandari prayed at the shrine located at the border of Nuwakot and Raswa districts and also took information about the condition of the shrine. She also offered worship at Ram Temple and Vishnu Paduka at Uttar Gaya Rural Municipality 5 in Raswa district. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has reiterated the government's commitment to move ahead in collaboration with stakeholders for the overall development of journalism. Addressing the inaugural session of Nepal Press Union's 9th National General Convention in Hetona yesterday, Minister Karki stressed national unity by protecting the freedom of press and freedom of expression. Minister Karki also added that the press should work as a bridge between the government and the public. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Ukraine and Russia have signed mirror deals which allow Kyiv to resume exports of grain through the Black Sea. The agreement will allow millions of tons of grain currently trapped in Ukraine by the war to be exported. The world shortage of Ukrainian grain since Russia's 24th February invasion has left millions at risk of hunger. However, Kyiv refused to sign a direct deal with Moscow and warned provocations would be met with an immediate military response. Both sides attended the signing ceremony in Istanbul but did not sit at the same table. Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu signed Moscow's deal first, followed by Ukrainian Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrakov signing Kyiv's identical agreement. U.S. President Joe Biden's COVID-19 symptoms have improved, his doctor has said, as his pulse, blood pressure and oxygen levels remain entirely normal. In a memo released by the White House on Biden, physician Kevin O'Connor said the U.S. president was experiencing a runny nose, fatigue and an occasional non-productive, now loose cough. O'Connor also said that Biden had a slight fever on Thursday evening, but it responded favorably to a generic pain relief medication. His temperature has remained normal since then, the doctor's memo reads. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly region of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius. Rainfall 5.2 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says election dates for federal and provincial election will be announced soon. House of Representatives continues clause-wise deliberation on Nepal Citizenship Bill 2022 First Amendment, Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils monetary policy for the current fiscal year, and Ukraine and Russia sign mirror deals that will allow Kyiv to resume exports of grain through the Black Sea. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.